Welcome to 9 to 5 Mac Daily for Thursday, February 24th, 2022. I'm Chance Miller. Leading off today, we've known for several years that an in-house Apple 5G modem design was in the works, enabling Apple to completely ditch its reliance on Qualcomm. A new report this week says that Apple is now in talks with a potential company to assist with this work. Apple is expected to switch to its own modem design starting in 2023, but this likely won't entirely end the company's relationship with Qualcomm. A supply chain report this week says that Apple is in early stage talks with a chip development company. This would be for back-end orders associated with Apple's own self-designed 5G modem. The work being discussed here is not production of the final modem, which is set to be again made by TSMC, but rather part of the work on development and testing ahead of mass production. The report also explains that while Apple owns a variety of 5G modem patents thanks to its acquisition of Intel's modem business, it may still be reliant on some Qualcomm patents for its chip design, so it would still be forced to pay Qualcomm licensing fees for the use of those patents. Ultimately, this is the latest development in Apple's ongoing work to make its own 5G modem for the iPhone, and everything appears to be on track for a 2023 launch. In other news today, it's no secret that Intel has been desperately working to beat Apple Silicon since the transition to ARM architecture in the Mac began. So far, Intel's work has been on higher-end, ultra-powerful processors that are impressively fast, but nowhere near as efficient as Apple's. Now, a newly leaked roadmap for Intel has revealed a new chip that could beat Apple's M1 processor in every aspect, but it's still years away from actually being released. A roadmap for the 15th generation of Intel CPUs, known as Arrow Lake, shows how Intel wants to beat the chips made by Apple, prioritizing mobile chips over desktop, and focusing on a better combination of energy efficiency and performance. To achieve this, the Intel roadmap shows that the company will merge its resources with 3-nanometer technology from TSMC, which is the same semiconductor company that also produces Apple Silicon chips. The new Arrow Lake CPUs from Intel are expected to have multiple cores for performance and efficiency, again similar to Apple Silicon, allowing an Intel computer to perform more lightweight tasks without using too much power. But again, this Intel chip is not expected to launch until 2023 at the earliest, at which point Apple will have likely unveiled its M3 processor. So just to put that another way, Intel's chip to rival the M1 from Apple, which was first released in 2020, isn't expected to actually hit the market until the end of 2023, something that indicates Intel is still at least 3 years behind Apple Silicon. Rounding out today, Apple is preparing to make a major change to the Face ID repair process for the iPhone 12 and newer. This change will allow Apple stores and Apple authorized service providers to repair Face ID without having to replace the entire iPhone itself. According to a memo distributed to Apple employees this week, the company is giving authorized service technicians access to a new True Depth camera service part that consists of all of the modules in the Face ID and front camera technology. With this new service part, providers will be able to perform same unit repairs for Face ID issues. This means that if the Face ID module on your iPhone XS or newer fails, Apple stores and Apple authorized service providers can now replace just that module without having to replace your entire iPhone. This is a major change as, again, previously, Face ID module failures required an entire device replacement. From an environmental standpoint, the ability to take a more modular approach to repairs means Apple is producing far less waste than when it was having to replace an entire device because of a single failure. But for users, this also means that customers don't lose any data or even have to bother with setting up a new iPhone just because a single part fails. As it stands right now, there is no word on when exactly this new Face ID process will be implemented at Apple stores and Apple authorized service providers. The company is currently telling technicians that the documentation and training for this process will be made available at a later date. That wraps up another episode of 9 to 5 Mac Daily. We'll be off tomorrow, but back on Monday with a full week of Apple news. In the meantime, if you like the show, it's always helpful to us if you leave us a rating and a review to help more people find us in Apple Podcasts. You can find all of the latest Apple news on 9to5mac.com. Follow along with me on Twitter at Chance H. Miller, and be sure to come back on Monday for a new week of Apple news.